commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Last weekend's California earthquake raises an important point about Obamacare. Here's the lesson. Most of the businesses that suffered damage in Napa didn't have insurance. Why is that? Well, in an area that's prone to earthquakes, insuring your business is very expensive. The standard policy has a $20,000 deductible. So when a business owner weighs the high premium and sees that the first $20,000 would be on them, many of them decided to take a risk and not have coverage. After all, it was 25 years since the last big earthquake in Northern California. Say a small shop in the corner of a quaint downtown. They don't have an extra $20,000 to stay afloat anyway. The lesson is that the insurance does you no good if you can't afford the terms. Why pay a high monthly premium if your business would be wiped out anyway because you can't meet the deductible? Under those terms, the right business decision is to pocket the money month to month and gamble that you'll either be bought out or retire before the big one hits. People are going to learn the same lesson about Obamacare. The Bronze Plan, that's the bare-bones coverage with the high out-of-pocket costs, the high copayments, and the high deductibles, is useless to a family that already operates on a very tight budget. Suppose a family of four that's just scraping by gets that Bronze Plan policy. After applying their tax credit, they would all have health coverage for about $150 a month. You might think that's a good deal. An entire family is insured for less than the cost of a typical car payment. But is it? This just-above-water family budget will still have a new monthly expense. Suppose when the flu season arrives, the kids get sick. They'd have a $50 copayment to see the doctor. That would bring their health expenses to $250 for that month, and that's before they pay for any medications that might be prescribed. If someone has a health emergency and lands in the hospital, they'd have to meet a $5,000 deductible first. Then their insurance pays on a 60-40 split. Do you think they have the money? Or will this family go bust? The truth is that insurance is worthless to them. They're still one serious illness away from financial ruin. And since they'd be bankrupt anyway, paying the monthly premium is a sucker's game. Now, the type of policy that could keep them afloat, a low-deductible 90-10 plan, costs so much per month that it would break their shoestring budget. President Obama has already suggested that families in that spot should examine whether they really need cable TV or cell phones. And of course, those families don't have a choice about whether to buy health insurance or not. The IRS penalties begin this year. If it was up to them, they probably wouldn't buy at all.